Now, our regular Friday feature, Summary Judgment, here with a review of what critics are saying about this week's new movies. Slate's Ben Williams.
Our first movie this week is Hellboy, a comic book adaptation starring Ron Perlman as a Nazi-created mutant who now fights hordes of monsters for the FBI.
Well, come on in. Meet the rest of the family.
He gets fed six times a day. He's got a thing for cats. He never goes out unsupervised.
Oh.
Entertainment Weekly says Hellboy looks like a thickly muscled humongo freak with skin as red as tandoori chicken, but critics fall hard for him. The Wall Street Journal raves over gorgeous imagery and vertiginous action, while the New York Times finds an engrossing grossness in all the rotted, desiccated flesh and exposed, traumatized organs. But it's the tenderness that comes as an unexpected bonus, according to Rolling Stone. Ron Perlman plays Hellboy with what LA Weekly calls gruff romanticism, and his crush on a fellow mutant played by Selma Blair provides the sweetest, funniest, most humanizing moments, says the Washington Post. Next is Walking Tall, a remake of a 1973 cult classic, which stars The Rock as an ex-Special Forces agent who cleans up his hometown with nothing but a wooden stick.
I was justified in what I did. And if you acquit me of these charges, then I'm going to run for sheriff.
Mr. Vaughn.
And if elected, I'm going to fix this town.
According to the LA Times, The Rock is as commanding an action star as the current scene offers. Yet reviewers of Walking Tall seem more struck by his inner qualities. The Hollywood Reporter calls the chiseled ex-wrestler a self-possessed, charismatic screen presence. Entertainment Weekly admires his inherent glamour. And the New York Times praises his mildness of speech and modesty of bearing. Like The Rock, Walking Tall is streamlined for maximum pummeling, says LA Weekly. The Chicago Tribune enjoys intense and gritty fight scenes, but the Washington Post says the outcome feels as clumsily scripted and simplistic as any professional wrestling match. Finally, Disney's animated Home on the Range, which stars Roseanne Barr, Judi Dench, and Jennifer Tilly as three cows who try to save their owner's farm from a cattle rustler.
I got it! We go nab that Alameda Slim and use the reward money to save the farm!
What is this, the frozen food section?
Home on the Range is rumored to be Disney's last traditionally animated film, but few critics are feeling sentimental. The Onion likes the film's manic energy, inspired characters, and smart script, but the Washington Post says the animation looks flat and muddy throughout, and the LA Times complains the action is so comically frantic it wears you out as much as it entertains. Still, Barr, Dench, and Tilly play with tongue-in-cheek delight upon their public personas, says the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and their sweetly adversarial jibes liven up a rather pedestrian storyline.
Slate's Ben Williams brought us this week's Summary Judgment.